Strasburg, and this is the 375th episode of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home.
And I'm Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, co-host of Travel Itch. We hope this half hour of armchair travel will take you back to the good old days and help you realize that they will come back soon.
Our guest tonight is our longtime friend and colleague, Doug McKenzie of Visit Venus. Welcome, Doug, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you both for inviting me to the show to talk about our great city of Phoenix.
Doug, as you know, I love Phoenix and have visited many times. You have great resorts, a great climate, and more than your share of natural attractions. But what would you say is the best time for people to visit?
Best time is actually every season has its own unique attraction. The winter months are great for our northern latitude friends to get out of the cold. Of course, the springtime, everything is blooming with all of our cactus, peaches, and farms. The summer is a little warm, but is a wonderful time early in the morning to play golf and take advantage of wonderful, wonderful discounted rates at our resorts. And I like the autumn as well because you have so many good harvest festivals and time to explore when it's a little quieter. So there's a season for everyone that fits, whether it's a little weekend or a trip with the family to enjoy all of our pools and outside.
It reminds me of the song Turn, 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 There Is a Season. I don't know where to begin, Doug. The cactus, the red rocks, the sunshine. What, in your words, are the best things about Phoenix?
Well, I think that all of us love the outdoors and the wide open spaces, especially where we are today. You can be in the desert within 10 minutes from our urban core and enjoy the cactus and the hiking trails and the mountains and really be free to roam, to enjoy our land and hiking and mountain biking and hot air ballooning. And at night, you can enjoy stargazing and see the wonderful stars out from the desert. So I think it's, the room to really enjoy yourself at your own pace and to explore the cactus and our outdoor trails.
Doug, we need to talk about the weather. Arizona is mentioned on the Weather Channel almost every day in the summer because of its high temperatures. But isn't it truly a dry heat because of the high desert climate?
The weather in the summer is warm, but we are dry, and that's correct, because with humidity in some other places, you could have 20 degrees less, but the humidity makes it just miserable. And as much air conditioning as you have, it doesn't get rid of humidity. So many of our places have outside misters on the patio, and that cools things down by 10 or 20 degrees. Also, our mornings here in the desert are just lovely, where people will hike and play golf, and so much cooler. And when the sun goes down at night, it's perfect for outside dining. So a few hours in the day, and most people will definitely find a pool to cool down and be very comfortable with our weather.
We'd like to know about the canals, too. I understand the Hohokam Indians built a system that covers 125 miles.
They developed a very elaborate system that to this day still is operable and brings us water from the Colorado River. We're very cognizant of the value of water, and many, many places are sustainable, as are our golf courses and irrigation. So it's a lifeline from the Colorado River that that we respect and use very wisely.
We're talking with Doug McKenzie of Visit Phoenix.
And Doug, Phoenix may be located in the Valley of the Sun, but has gorgeous mountain scenery with Camelback, the Superstition Mountains, and others. Let's hear more from you.
The valley is surrounded by lovely mountain ranges, and in town is the Camelback Mountain, the Superstition Mountains, where you may even find some gold left over, and our White Tank Mountains are also lovely, as are other different ranges. But what they offer are hundreds of miles of hiking trails to explore the desert that are just lovely in morning and afternoon. So the land is especially gorgeous for photos. And I love it in the springtime because so many plants are blooming. Some people often say that they've only seen cactus in cartoons. So they love to see our cactus.
Well, flora and fauna thrive in the Phoenix area. So please tell us about the Desert Botanical Garden and the Phoenix Zoo.
The Desert Botanical Garden has the largest collection of cactus and succulents in North America. There's 11 different species of cactus in the Sonoran Desert, but what is the most famous is the saguaro cactus with its arms, and a mature cactus can easily be 150 to 200 years old. I love going to the Desert Botanical Garden in the mornings, and they also have flashlight tours once a month at night, so you can explore the cactus at night under the stars. Adjacent to the Desert Botanical Garden is our Phoenix Zoo, which is well-maintained with a wonderful selection of carefully taken care of animals and located right in Papago Park next to the lovely Desert Botanical Gardens.
Can you go back and tell us some more about the different kinds of cactus? I enjoy seeing all the different shapes and sizes.
There really are so many wonderful shapes and sizes, from the barrel cactus to the saguaro to the prickly pear, that they are different species. And one day you will cross a cactus that has furry little white balls, and the next day you'll have wonderful flowers blooming from it. The cactus is a very part of the Sonoran Desert and has been for many years. They are just a wonderful sight to see, and the Desert Botanical Garden is a great place to have a glimpse of all the different varieties of cactus. But right in the desert, the cactus blend with the Palo Verde trees and the surrounding areas to really make a picture perfect hike in our desert.
That sounds so wonderful. I know that wildlife lovers adore your area, too. You have animals that are hard to find elsewhere, like javelinas and Gila monsters and something called the Sonoran Desert Toad.
We have our share of desert creatures, and they do include those, some javelinas. We have the desert toad. We have some roadrunners and coyotes. And there's an occasional, mountain lion way up in the mountains, or a bobcat that roams. But we stay our distance from those fellas, and they enjoy their land as well. So there really is a place for everyone to enjoy their habitat, and beautiful, beautiful animals.
Speaking of natural things, when is monsoon season, and what's a haboob?
The monsoon season officially begins on June 15th, and runs until September 15th. The monsoon rains actually are precipitation from the Gulf of Mexico and come in from the south. The haboob is a term when the winds come into the valley and start picking up dust, and so you'll have a wall of dust that could be a few hundred feet high. It the winds then bring the dust, which certainly makes all of our car wash folks very happy because everything gets pretty dusty. But they only last, very short, maybe under an hour, and it's a lot of dust, and we recommend not driving during them. And we see maybe one or two at most in the summer. It's quite a sight to be seen.
That's fascinating. We're talking with Doug McKenzie of Visit Phoenix.
And let's talk about Phoenix, twice the size of Tucson and the only state capital with more than 1 million population. Yet, don't you agree, Doug, that it often feels like a small town?
Dan, Phoenix is the fifth largest city in the U.S., yet it does have a very, very small town flavor to it. You can be in our downtown urban core and be in the Sonoran Desert in 10 or 15 minutes. We have lots of communities that are adjacent to Phoenix that form a wonderful, wonderful group of small towns and villages, from college towns in Tempe to art festivals in Scottsdale, to our own downtown Roosevelt Row with dozens of Latina inspired murals and wonderful art shows.
Doug, you and I both love baseball, which is finally coming back next week. I know 15 teams, half of all the teams in the major leagues, train in Arizona, or at least hopefully they will next spring. Five teams share ballparks, and all teams are pretty close together. Is that the major advantage the Cactus League has over the Florida Grapefruit League?
Well, the Cactus League spring training games are very, very popular here. I was able to see about five or six games this year, and the ballparks are very close to each other. Some people will easily see two and sometimes three games a day for a day game and a night game, and they'll catch another park perhaps early in the morning for practice. But with 15 teams playing and games at nine different stadiums throughout the Valley of the Sun, it's a great pastime for families, for people coming in on spring break to just enjoy the ballparks, see all the players up close, and have a great afternoon enjoying some wonderful weather and seeing baseball. It's a wonderful, wonderful pastime, and I hope they'll go full schedule next spring.
You recently hosted a Zoom meeting to discuss starry skies. What was that all about?
We produce a show a month, and it's based along wide open spaces, because the greater Phoenix area has so much space for people to enjoy and be very appropriately socially distant. We had webinar that talked about outdoor adventure and different things that people can do outside, from riding horses to kayaking to hiking and camping. Our next one in our Starry Night series is going to be a wonderful vision of the night sky through our famous Kitt Peak National Observatory. And they have offered their high-powered technology to have us view some of the great stargazing next week. And we believe celestial tourism is really something that is wonderful for the whole family to really explore outside. And with the little ambient light, when you're out in the desert here, you can really see stars and planets. I went out a couple months ago, and we were able to see Pluto and Saturn. Last week, I got up quite early and saw wonderful things of Neowise, the comet, which was very visible from here in the desert. So the starry nights are a theme where people can do everything at night. It's a phoenix after dark, where it's cool. They can dine outside. They can have a campfire and make s'mores and enjoy our outside desert.
Phoenix also has some fantastic museums devoted to art, music, history, the military, firefighting, even Wells Fargo. Could you share more about that with our listeners?
We have quite a variety of wonderful, stellar museums. One of my favorites is the Heard Museum, and that's the largest collection of Native American artifacts in North America. It gives you a real glimpse into the culture, and was definitely a must drop by when you're in Phoenix at the Heard Museum. The other one I really enjoy is the Musical Instrument Museum called the MIM. They have a collection of over 5,000 instruments from around the globe, with everything from bagpipes to one of John Lennon's pianos. So the tour of the Musical Instrument Museum, along with live performances during the evening, is another special treat. Our Phoenix Art Museum has stellar collections of art from around the world. Our Science Museum has some great exhibits for the entire family as well. And we have some smaller museums that everyone could be interested in and visit while here.
While we're talking culture, what is First Friday?
First Friday is in downtown Phoenix. We have an arts and culture district called Roosevelt Row, which has a collection of art galleries, restaurants, music venues, and some places to have beverages, including some brew pubs. The first Friday of every month, the streets are shut down, and they have all the stores and cafes and galleries are open for people to walk and visit, along with live entertainment in the street, pop-up food carts, food trucks, and it's a very festive time that is held the first Friday of each month to really have a great understanding of the culture and different things that Phoenix has. You know, downtown Phoenix has great Latina murals. It has great history, great small shops that you can explore for hours and hours, if not days, of finding great gems and good finds, from little stores to enjoying some great food as well.
Didn't Frank Lloyd Wright make his mark in Phoenix too?
Frank Lloyd Wright did make his mark in Phoenix, and there's many buildings that are Frank Lloyd Wright built and or inspired. One of his homes is called Taliesin West, and that is open to the public. It's a wonderful estate in North Scottsdale, and they still have maintained what the house was perhaps 60 to 80 years ago, when he used it as a winter retreat and did some of his architectural work there. The definitely influence of Frank Lloyd Wright is carried on in the Gamage Auditorium, for example, in Tempe, and it also has inspired the Arizona Biltmore Resort, which has some of his influence. So the Frank Lloyd Wright was definitely an icon here in the greater Phoenix area for architecture and design.
Doug, your area is great for both participation sports, especially golf, and spectator sports with teams in all four major pro leagues. Isn't Phoenix also home to the Fiesta Bowl and occasional Super Bowls?
We are home to the Fiesta Bowl for many years. We are hosting our next Super Bowl in 2023. And in 2024, we have the NCAA Men's Final Four games here. So we have some big events coming up. It's fun that you brought up golf. We have almost 200 golf courses that are open to the public, and they have not only electric carts, but segways to go from hole to hole, and they have a bag piper at the Westin Kierland every night after you close out your rounds to listen to bagpipes after a good round of golf. There's so many different courses that are desert courses, and when we have the Phoenix Open in January, it's very, very popular. And other great spectator sports that include baseball are our Arizona Cardinals play here. We have the Coyotes, great hockey for our hockey fans, and women's basketball, along with the Suns basketball, and then spring training, as well as our college football and college sports that make it a great sports town to be a spectator or be a participant. They also have many, many physical marathons here and Ironman competitions as well.
And getting around town is so much easier since your light rail system opened. I remember taking it to the All-Star game at Chase Field, but I know it's been expanded since then.
The light rail does stop adjacent to the airport. What is great about it is it's only $4 a day, unlimited rides. So you can really go into downtown Phoenix and north, and in the other direction, you can go into Tempe and Mesa. We have grid bikes that are available in downtown Phoenix, so you can bike to different places. But definitely the light rail system is a great way to get around, and they have different trolleys and buses and things that are easy to access and get along to different parts of the city.
We're talking with Doug McKenzie of Visit Phoenix. Mary Ellen?
There's so many great places to stay, from the Arizona Biltmore to the Phoenician. Are there any new resorts planned for 2021?
Our collection of resorts and hotels is really phenomenal. We have more than 62,000 rooms, and there is a resort or hotel for really everyone's taste, from smaller boutique hotels to lovely grounds with golf courses and larger resorts. We do have an urban hotel opening up this fall called the Arrive, and it is in the mid-Phoenix area. It's a smaller hotel with 79 rooms, but it's going to have some great great food and beverage options there. Our other large resort that is opening next year is going to be a brand new Ritz Hotel in Paradise Valley. and that will be an exciting project once it opens in a year. And we also have some wonderful, very hip new hotels that have just opened, including, you know, the Cambria, the Canopy, Hyatt Place, and Hampton Inn, that are all very, very affordable and easy, easy to access, clean, and have a great Southwest feel to them. So there really is someone for the a resort or hotel for any budget, for any choice, for either a romantic getaway, for a weekend or a week, or a visit with the entire family. We have a wonderful choice in our collection of hotels throughout the valley.
We're talking with Doug McKenzie of Visit Phoenix.
Doug, your restaurant scene is also hopping, ranging from the traditional Stockyard Steakhouse to many Mexican places. And let's not forget Matt's Big Breakfast. Some of your favorites, Doug?
Oh, those certainly are. If I could go every other day, I would. We have so many James Beard nominees that the culinary scene in Greater Phoenix is just phenomenal. Chef Silvana and her Barrio Cafe has wonderful food from the heart of Mexico, with an example of guacamole with pomegranates in it. We have, of course, Pizzeria Bianco with Chef Bianco and the wonderful pizzas that he makes. We have so many innovative cocktail parlors. One is called Bitter and Twisted, and they have a menu that is almost like a book, with great house-made juices and tonics and beverages that are just phenomenal. But you're going to find a selection of food, everything from steak to fusion to wonderful street tacos and authentic Native American food, and even at our Kai restaurant at the Sheraton Wild Horse Pass, your 5-star 5-diamond. Kai means seed, and that's a Native American inspired luxury restaurant. But you have your choice of great luxury dining or wonderful mom and pop small restaurants that make some just great food for everyone. And Matt's has a great breakfast, and so many places have great award winning food that we really have becoming into a big culinary town. In addition, we have so many Arizona wines.
Okay,
that
Doug,
are now
I'm sorry,
offered.
But we're running out of time really quickly. I'm watching the hourglass here. So, Mary Ellen, why don't you say goodnight to our guest?
Yes, our guest tonight has been Doug McKenzie, Media Relations Director of Visit Phoenix. Thank you so much for joining us on Travel Itch Radio.
Well, thank you both. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Doug. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, we'll talk to Patrick Sherwin, CEO of GoSun, about super solar products that are sustainable, environmentally friendly, and definitely worth the price. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.